The WYSL stations bring you Jose Pio and Laval Lewis and your weekly dose of PCP. It's your hour of common sense with the politically correcting podcast and show. You got the power to let power
go. We are still here. The aliens did not take over Shalott Beach. Unfortunately, we just did not have technology to do a live radio show out there. Man, we were not prepared for that at all. So
it was just one of those downing like days for Rochester. Like, we failed miserably.
That is a good way to put it, because they have known about this for years. Like, the Museum of Science Center knew about it for years. They were kind of planning for it. Planetarium, everything like that. They knew about it for like 7 years. They've been working on it. Visit Rock as well. Mm-hmm. So the only thing you can say that you saw coming out of this was complete and utter failure. Because you can't sit there and say we're going to have at least 100,000 people when you've seen cities all across the country, hobunk cities, small-ass little cities that were stuck in traffic. There was nobody stuck in traffic. There was nobody out. There was nobody doing anything. I don't see how we had it. Looked like a regular, I don't know, you know, Rochester Harbor Fest.
It was not. It was just driving around. There weren't a lot of people out moving around. Honestly,
yeah,
it seemed like just a normal like dead holiday or a Sunday.
The only thing that sticks out to me is we knew about it all this time, and we somehow did not have the infrastructure in this city to take on or entice people to come here. Mm-hmm. Like, people knew Rochester is a good place to come. It's a good sized city. We've got a lot to offer, but we didn't have, I didn't see anybody outside the ordinary. We saw some people, obviously, but man, what a complete and utter failure. In my opinion, we just didn't, it was kind of like the Fast Ferry is what it kind of felt like to me. It's like we all planned for it and everybody else is like, yeah, that's cool, guys. You know, good for you. We're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's Rochester for you. We held true to clouds.
We sure did. But that also doesn't make any sense. We had no clouds on Sunday. Yeah. We had no clouds on Tuesday. Somehow Monday.
We had no clouds 20 minutes after the eclipse.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know, man. I was out that Sunday about 2 p.m. Bright. It was bright as heck. And I'm looking
beautiful
up.
Beautiful day.
Yeah, I'm looking up and I see a plane just seeding,
mm-hmm.
You know, just spraying. I'm like, that's not your regular commercial plane. Don't, just not throwing it out there. That was, you know.
If it was seeding, what was it seeding? There were no clouds.
It was preparing for what they didn't want us to see on Monday.
It was
seeding
the firmament.
Yeah, well, my only question, you know, I'm always going to ask questions about what's going on out there. For the moon and sun to kind of move the way they move, or we're moving the way we move, or how the moon, you know, rotates around us, that was pretty quick. Like 3 minutes, like, then all of a sudden it's just gone. Like, it's bright again. Like, I'm like, was that really the moon?
I've seen quite a bit of videos on TikTok of people showing, like, where the moon is supposed to be. You see it kind of coming up to where the sun is, and then off to the left. Mm-hmm. Or off to the right, you see a whole nother moon. And they're like,
pretty weird.
Why is there a whole nother moon over here? I thought the moon was supposed to be covering the sun. What kind of weirds me out a little bit is, since there's only like a little bit of movement every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't there be a sort of eclipse the day prior and the day after?
Yeah, we should have eclipse a lot. Because,
I mean, the path doesn't change that much.
We should have eclipse multiple times. It shouldn't be just this once in a million times situation. I think it, just to be, you know, tinfoil on this, we had the best view out of any place in the world this weekend. And the way cameras work and just the way how Rochester and the sun sit, like, it can be very close, you know, as far as where we're located. The sun looks very close. The moon looks very close. And just think, the view down by the beach, it would have looked like, who knows who could have took the right video, the right picture. I'm like, you sure that's the moon? I don't know. Could it be Planet X? Because you were talking about it, the conspiracy show,
mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, last Wednesday. So I'm like, I don't know. What did we see?
Or what were they stopping us from seeing?
What were they stopping us from seeing, exactly?
Because
we
had a lot of people saying that, man, there's a lot of planes out there doing some, you know, seeding of the clouds. And one day it's freaking dark, cloudy.
Super dark.
And yet the day before and the day after are completely clear.
Yeah.
And then right after the eclipse, completely clear.
The clouds are, they seem close to, they seem pretty low. Like, yeah, they seem very low than any, you know, any other time I've seen before. When I was out and I couldn't get into the, once I see the cops blocking off, I'm like, man, I'm not about to fight with you guys. So I'm on Edgemere, and I'm seeing two big bombers flying over Lake Ontario, and they look like they're seating also. I'm like, and it's right before
bombers.
Big bomber planes. These
like C-130s?
Yeah, huge military planes.
I didn't see that.
Cargo planes, C-130.
They were yes. Carrying some clouds with them, looks like.
Oh, man.
Right over Lake Ontario.
I got to say, it really kind of irked me. I mean, it was supposed to be a beautiful day for Rochester. Like, the day, 2 days before, it said that Monday was going to be sunny. It said it was going to be 58 degrees.
Yeah.
It said it was going to be perfect. And just like that night and the day of, it just, everything changed. And that really hurt my heart to see that Rochester could not take advantage of a once, you know, using quotes, once in a lifetime opportunity for that, because we need all the help we can get.
Yeah.
But the people weren't even here, you know, in position to see the eclipse that didn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, the crowds, I got up, you know, did the morning shift that morning. I went over to the Duncan over here in Lakeville.
Mm-hmm.
And normally at 7:30 in the morning, which is when I went, that drive-through line is out to Route 15, you know, snaking around there. I was the only person in the drive-through.
So weird.
A lot of people stayed home, too, because of all the conspiracy theories,
but
probably.
Still, like, even then, like, where were the out-of-towners?
Right.
Where were the people that were coming over to pay $500, $600 a night for a hotel
stay? That's my point. They weren't even here.
They weren't here.
Do you think they left that day, that morning, once they found out the weather was bad? They might have just moved on to another city?
Not if you paid $500, $600 for a hotel.
Who would pay $500, $600 for a hotel in Rochester?
Well, I don't know. In a lot of places.
Red Roof Inn?
Stop.
Cleveland, you know? I mean, that place was mobbed.
Yeah. I haven't seen. I got to go see what other cities did, because we were not prepared. We didn't have anything for anyone. We had no events. Like, the city was just, hey, we have Parcel 5. Come hang out downtown where there's a bunch of buildings. I was like, I'm not going downtown. I'm going to go down to the beach. And I had a full view of all the clouds. And the line where you got to see, like, over there is sunny, all around is sunny, and then underneath you is just, you know, dark, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty cool. It felt like it was midnight. But, man, we were unprepared for one of the biggest events that was supposed to be bringing people into Rochester.
I literally watched it by some woods, and once it got dark, you hear the deer just, like, bug out. Like, they just start like, whoa, what's up? So you hear them, like, running and, like, making noise. I was like, I never knew deers, like, made the noise that they were making. But I was like, wow, they sound like that? It was kind of weird.
For all the listeners, it is just deer. Do not call them deers.
Deers? Did I say deers?
We got Joe on the line. Joe, how are you, brother?
Okay. We had an absolutely stunning view of the eclipse down here. Mm.
Down here. Where's it down here?
State Route 305 in Belfast.
Allegheny County.
Yeah.
Allegheny.
Nice.
Now, we had low clouds that were coming in bands, probably off from Lake Erie, but they lined up with the upper clouds. I don't know how many other layers of clouds they were, but when they all lined up, we could get a glimpse of the eclipse as it progressed.
Did you
maybe
see
for
multiple
two or three
moons?
Seconds. But then one big hole came along, and we got a 15-second look at the whole thing.
Mm.
And it was good that the clouds were there, because when it got real bright, all the clouds with 15 to 20 degrees either side of that hole lit up brilliant silver.
Now, Belfast, as you said, that's out west, right? More west of New York?
Straight south, 80 miles.
South. So are you southwest? Because I heard people in Cleveland,
nope.
Ohio, were able to see it.
We were straight south.
Straight south? Okay, cool.
Yep.
You're lucky.
80 miles.
Yeah, you got really lucky on that one.
No, was
job,
there
bro.
A lot of people? Did you see a lot of tourists down there, or was it just...
Nothing.
Oh, jeez.
That's why you want to come to New York. Yeah, yeah. Nobody wanted to come there.
But it was pitch black. Well, not that dark, but it was dark all the way around it. But that one hole in the clouds where the eclipse shined through turned all the clouds brilliant silver.
Nice. Yeah, that had to be cool to see. I'm pretty jealous of you, Joe. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm pretty jealous of that because we just had clouds. Yes. Nothing. You couldn't see the sun. Nothing. It was, man, I'm so disappointed in that.
That's all right.
But thank you very much, Joe, for calling in. Anyone else wants to call in, 346-3000 is the number here to the WYSL radio station. We are the Politically Correcting Boys, Laval Lewis, myself, the Jose Pio. We got the two Bobs back here as well, Bobby D and Dr. Bob. When we come back, I want you to answer this question for me. Why is Diddy not canceled yet? We'll be right back after this.
Are we really sure? Can a love that lasted for so long still endure?
To live the quality of life we deserve in truth and freedom, informed by our Constitution, our laws, and traditions, we need to pick the best leaders possible. Recent experience certainly illustrates that. Free and accurate elections are essential if we're going to restore our society and safeguard our rights. New York Citizens Audit is a volunteer, nonpartisan group which has been lobbying for open-source audits of the State Board of Elections and reform of the electoral process statewide. Did you know Citizens Audit has uncovered over 1 million felony violations of election law, that in 2020 there were 625,000 more voter registrations than existing voting age citizens in just six New York counties, that there were 338,000 more votes cast than voters who voted. These are just a few shocking examples of the urgent need for reform. You can help. Visit auditny.com and learn the facts, how to volunteer, and make a difference in your community. Again, volunteer, donate, or spread the word. Start at auditny.com. That's auditny.com.
Youth for Christ Rochester needs to grow. Our kids are telling us they don't feel safe in their neighborhoods or rec centers, and they're asking us to be open more. And thanks to your support, we will. We're adding a weeknight and Saturday mornings to our basketball program. We're adding a second Arts Academy Friday night. And we're adding a second P31 girls class on Saturdays. But we need your help. $25 per month funds a kid for a year. Give your best gift to yfcrochester.org/donate.
Advertising on the WYSL stations is both affordable and effective, but it's so much more than that. When your business or professional practice has a presence on the Voice of Liberty, you connect with a patriotic, awake, and aware audience that cares about society, our families, our schools, our values, and our future. And our listeners appreciate you and respond. We can end the madness together. For truth and freedom, the WYSL stations, the Voice of Liberty. Call 346-3000 to advertise today.
Politically correcting.
Can we get much higher?
All right, we're back, and this is the pressing question for me, because we saw what happened with Andrew Tate and his brother. We saw what happened with Russell Brand when he came out speaking out against the pharmaceutical companies and President Joe Biden. We saw that they were canceled immediately. Like, not just regular canceled, but they said that their PayPal accounts, their business accounts, their bank accounts, all of them frozen. They couldn't rent vehicles. They couldn't use their credit cards. Police arrested them. Like, all this happened strictly on allegations of what P. Diddy is now facing allegations for on multiple different fronts from multiple different people. And it's been happening for years. This is the actual question here. How is Diddy not canceled? Why is Diddy not canceled the same way that Andrew Tate and Russell Brand were?
Because the governments do the canceling, and when you are an FBI informant or a possible CIA asset, you can't get canceled, allegedly, yes. But that's my theory on it. If you have compromising evidence against entertainers, politicians, I mean, Barack Obama had to come to a Diddy party one time. LeBron James said, ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Mayor Adams gave him a key
Mayor
to
Adams
city.
Mayor Adams gave him a key to a city. Take that, take that. So Diddy is definitely not your average person. If anybody wants to do research or look into the conspiracy on how the CIA had a heavy, heavy hand in creating hip hop and knew that the music that they were creating was going to create a streamline to, for the youth to go into the prison system. We idolize gang activity, violence, drugs. And
sex,
right? But you look at Bad Boy as the company, their most famous and notable hip hop artist, Biggie Smalls. A lot of his content, a lot of stuff that he was saying, he had a couple sketchy lines here and there about, you know, doing certain things to certain men. But after he died, and all of the theories that came out after Bad Boy, it's starting to kind of make sense that this is why Puffy is not canceled.
What I'm upset about is Mace being one of my favorite rappers of all time.
Yeah.
That he knew what was happening, and he became, you know, a man of God. He became a pastor. He's doing podcasts now. Why didn't he say something this entire time? Why is it now he's, like, coming out and saying things like, you know, that's kind of alluding to everything that is being said in the courts, or at least in the court documents, should we say. That's what I hate. The fact that there are people out there in the Hollywood industry, in the music industry, who knew about all these sexual allegations, who knew about the people that were doing it, and not a single one ever stands up and says anything until it gets down this road of, well, you can't freaking deny it now.
Yeah, that's how it works, though, right? That's when you have people who have that level of intimidation. They're considered as gangsters. They're untouchable. Like, you're an asset to the federal government. You're an asset to a agency that is all about spying and espionage and having some sort of leverage over somebody. So it doesn't shock me that Puffy is not in any type of danger to being canceled. He's up there doing videos to his fans.
He's still doing live. He's still on TikTok. He's still on Instagram. He's still on every social media platform. Yet, immediately, Andrew Tate gets arrested. He's kicked off of everything.
Maybe
everything.
Maybe the overall goal or the agenda is to get people to be desensitized to this type of behavior. I don't know. It is odd. I think we, the people, though, we should definitely understand our power and really start to speak up and speak out and say, you know what? Yes, we all believe in the system, innocent till proven guilty. But this guy right here, there's been too many rumors for years been said about Sean Combs. And now these chickens are finally have come home to roost. It's time that people are like, you know what? I'm done with Diddy.
So the issue that I have on top of all this is the same way they handled the video footage that they took from the previous guy who was using, you know, honey. What is that? What do you call them? The honey traps?
Yes. Honeypot.
Yeah. The honeypot traps where he's videotaping, taking pictures of people while they were in his
Epstein,
you know, penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Right. FBI went in there and took all the videos, took all the pictures, took everything, took his computers. Never to be found again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just did it to Diddy. They went into his houses and his kids' houses, took all their computers, took all their video. People were saying how there was video cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
So this better come out. I'm so sick. I know you say that we have power as a people when we come together. Do we, though? Because, I mean, they're just blatantly doing this in front of us on so many different levels. Not just the Andrew Tate's, the Russell Brands, and the P. Diddy's. But in my opinion, we see it now with, you know, President Joe Biden's daughter, the lady down in Florida that owned a house that the daughter was staying at, was just sentenced Tuesday to a month in prison and 3 months of home confinement for stealing and selling Joe Biden's daughter's diary 4 years ago to Project Veritas. It says Amy Harris was sentenced in Manhattan federal court by this judge who called the Palm Beach, Florida woman's actions despicable. Now, Harris pleaded guilty to a conspiracy charge in August 2022, admitting that she received $20,000 of the $40,000 that was paid by Project Veritas for personal items belonging to the president's daughter, Ashley Biden. This, though, I followed this the entire time. Project Veritas was one of my, man, I followed everything they did until they
did a couple shows on with Veritas.
Yeah,
viewer shows.
Man, they're doing the freaking Lord's work out there, or they used to until they got rid of, you know, OMG. But this right here, they got the diary and they brought it to the FBI saying, hey, we have your daughter's diary. We have Ashley Biden's diary. Don't you guys want this back? Don't you want to do something with this? Can you corroborate that, that what we see is actually her handwriting or anything? FBI wouldn't do anything about it. They said that, they didn't even say nothing. But as soon as they came out with the information that said that she's, you know, she was sexualized at a young age and was taking showers with her father, mm-hmm. you know, at an age that was probably not supposed to be happening, then they come down and say, they go into the actual investigating reporter's house, take his computer, they go to this lady, charge her. I look, I am not defending anyone out here selling anyone's diary, right? But if that diary says something despicable about the president that is a leader of the free world, best believe if that was Donald Trump, the FBI would not be doing this. Yeah, well. They would be giving them money every single month in a freaking wire transfer saying thank you very much for this.
Let me ask you a question. Who do you think controls the FBI? Who's in control of the FBI and our CIA?
Yeah, I don't think it's the president.
There we go. So we follow the chain of command. So if it's not the president, then who is it?
I hate to get conspiratorial about this, but I mean, there's been presidents in the past that have said that there are groups that are above, you know, that kind of control the government. And, you know, you can, some people might say it's the aliens. Some people might say it's the reptilians. They might say it's the grays. Some people might say it's just the evil that's taking over. Whatever it may be, it's certainly not the president.
Yeah. So, and what happened to that guy?
Who, Joe Biden?
No, the president that was that.
Oh, yeah, he died.
Oh.
He got killed.
He was unalived.
Yeah.
While being president.
And on camera.
On camera. So, you know, when they, you know, the consequences.
Probably a cabal. Don't you think like Ray and what's his face? Brennan. Mm. All those guys.
Mm. It's possible.
So it's a surveillance state.
Yeah.
That's what I believe we are seriously living in. I think it's just the entire internet is surveillance state. Because, mm-hmm. again, I talked about it, I think, on the last show. It was started by the CIA. It was started by our government.
Mm-hmm.
In order to, you know, do what they got to do. And they're like, oh, you know what? This might be a really good idea to bring it out to the masses and kind of see where everybody is and what they're doing.
Well, isn't the one thing that is a threat to the government is a leader that has the support of the people, right? You look at how dangerous an entertainer like Michael Jackson could have been, right? Let's say Michael Jackson wanted to go into, which he already was touching on, the heal the world, save the children, save the planet. You know, he was creating some sort of support within his own ability to mesmerize the world. Like, he had millions of people supporting him. If he wanted to rule anything, he could have. And he was trying to liberate the music industry, and
they weren't having that.
Something happened to Michael Jackson too.
Jeez. All right, we got Dan on the line. Dan, how are you, brother?
Excellent. How are you doing, fellas?
Good. Thank you very much for calling in. What do you got for us?
Well, you know, you're wondering who controls Biden. Biden is an avowed Zionist. He's got nearly 15 Zionists in his cabinet alone. And, you know, you're talking about the media. There are people that have claimed that the Zionists control that. And of course, they get canceled. And there's people that claim that they control the music industry, and they've been canceled. And, you know, the list
Candace
goes
Owens.
On and on.
Candace Owens, yeah. But you can't talk about that, Dan. That's the one thing that we are as Americans, we like to speak our mind, except certain things.
Exactly.
But you're absolutely right. If you're wondering who is in charge, look at who you can't talk about.
You can't criticize.
Right.
Bingo.
No, that's great insight. You know that obviously is going to get Laval going. Appreciate the call, Dan, on the Zionist charge.
Because get me going. It's just, you know what? It is something that people are starting to have a conversation about.
Yeah, and I think it stems from our conversations being out, upfront, honest, open dialogue. You believe what you believe. I believe whatever it may be. We're actually talking about it, mm-hmm. while other people are just afraid to say these things. You know what? They can go ahead and cancel us all they want. Bob's got our back.
Cancel proof.
Yeah.
These guys.
That's what WYSL is all about right there. We are cancel proof over here. The number again, 346-3000 to reach us, the politically correcting boys, Lavelle Lewis, myself, the Jose Pio, and the two Bobs here in the station. We'll be right back after this break. Think about it, say no, go. Yeah.
politically correcting.
Man, do you see President Trump come out with his speech the other day in regards to abortion?
I heard about it. Didn't really look too much into it. It's really not anything that I'm pretty much interested in right now.
Well, as a man, you're not going to be the one making the decision, right?
I mean, I have no choice, right? It's either take the baby or pay for the baby, so.
Yeah, you really don't have a choice at all.
No choice.
Well, Arizona Supreme Court came out with their bombshell. One day after former President Trump declared that abortion should be left to the states, the Arizona Supreme Court revived an 1864 law that effectively bans all abortions, with exceptions only to save the mother's life. Now, why does that matter? Well, Arizona is a swing state, and their ruling delivered a massive political gift to Democrats, who could not have asked for better timing to highlight the consequences of Trump's abortion position. Now, statement here from President Biden says, "This ruling is a result of the extreme agenda of Republican elected officials who are committed to ripping away women's freedom." Another quote from his campaign spokesperson. "This is what leaving it to the states looks like." Now, this right here destroyed any chance of a possible red wave. You know, what was it, last year, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
That was supposed to come. It was supposed to be this massive red wave. A bunch of congressmen were going to come in, Republican ones, and try to right this ship, you know, where it's headed. The abortion, the Roe v. Wade decision comes through and just demolishes that. Now, abortion is not really, we've had this topic on the show before, just because it's a tough topic. And people, I mean, it's a tough topic. You know, a woman's going to make a decision over her body. It's her choice. I think, just me personally, I am very much your body, your choice on pretty much everything. Because if I say you can't do that, then, well, they can say that, well, you got to take this shot in order to, you know, be out in public or to have a job or to have a bank account. So, I don't know. It's tough. And there's just no way that Democrats are not going to use this to destroy every Republican that comes out as a, you know, pro-life candidate.
You know, what's wrong, though, with being pro-life? Like, we are designed and created to create life. So what is wrong with just, even if that is what you support and what you believe in, okay, what is wrong with that? Why should you be considered an evil person if you don't agree with someone's right to kill a baby? Now, I'm using that extreme way of explaining what folks on the right believe and how they feel, right? It does sound extreme, but there are certain situations where the baby can create a problem for the mom. There are some medical situations. There are some situations where the baby is just, you know, through, for whatever reason, the development of the child within that 9 months, it creates certain situations where it affects the parents in just extreme, crazy ways. And I don't know all the differences out there of these little medical issues, but the number, the percentage of those type of situations versus when you go into the black communities where you have a lot of young black women having way more abortions than white women, then I think you got to kind of address this in a different way. Why is that? Why is it when you go into the inner cities and there's like 40 or 50% abortion rate in the inner cities versus out in the white communities, it's not? Why is that?
This politically correcting radio show again here talking about women's rights. It's a tough conversation because there's many people out there who believe the religious aspect of it, and then it's the other, you know, the other side where they believe that there should be a line, a dividing line between, you know, how the public should be, I don't want to say ruled, but legislated, versus beliefs, right? Keep your beliefs at home. Keep, you know, you can have your own personal beliefs. We here in America, we can believe whatever we want to believe. And so what it has come down to is it's usually the far right, ultra MAGA Christian radical nationalists. But you know what
MAGA
I'm saying?
There,
what
like.
I'm saying is that they're going to say that on the news. That's always going to be the common core there.
When, that's the spirit.
In actuality, for the most part, it's almost always they're just Christians,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
super right Christians yes. who are just saying, you know, we should not have this at all. And I can see how their religion puts them in that position to right. have that stance, because coming from that world, you know, that's to be understood. At the same time, there is an argument to be had that God gave us free choice, and he allows us to do things so that we then hopefully learn from it, never do it again, change our lifestyle, change the path that we're heading on. God gives us free rights and free abilities over what we do with our bodies. And they could say the same thing about drug users. Say, well, you're allowed to take drugs. Why can't I be allowed to do this? You're mm-hmm. allowed to, you know, eat McDonald's, which is going to destroy your body. Why can't I do this? It's like, I feel as if there's always this is one of the most divisive things in our countries right now. And it's only an issue in America. I don't think there's any other country having this issue.
Well, that's because we're the only country that had Roe v. Wade in 1973. And since that time, you know that there's been a drift to the left in this country mm-hmm. politically, through pop culture, through education, through all the social structures that govern younger generations. And so everybody has been in this country kind of comforted by the idea that abortion is okay, you know, it's the woman's choice, and so on and so forth. Now, there's a lot of us who don't believe that. I don't believe that. But this is an issue, and I think in the case of Arizona, this ruling from the Supreme Court, I think this is a manipulation. Mm. I think this is aimed squarely at Republicans, because they know that this is kryptonite for Republicans.
Oh, big time.
And you take a look at all the news coverage. Donald Trump had nothing to do with the Arizona case, but you will
Doesn't
see
matter.
The headline, yep. the CG at the bottom of the screen with Trump over it.
Yep. Yep.
And this is strictly an attempt to activate a major demographic category which has a problem with Trump anyway, which is suburban women.
Yeah, and he's come out and said this is not what I agree with.
Yeah,
you know, doesn't matter.
He said that this is a state issue. I don't necessarily agree with this. He also said the same thing about DeSantis down in Florida, that he probably went too far with his ruling down there too. So you're absolutely right. It doesn't matter what Donald Trump says, because it's just the name itself, you know, just the color red is very triggering.
Have you heard how they've spun this already? They're saying the Arizona ruling is what states' rights, states' rules looks like.
Right. Hmm. Yep. This is what leaving it to the states looks like, tweeted Biden campaign spokesperson. Amar Moussa.
Hey, you know what? I think for the right, a way you can counter it is, you know what? That's between you and your God. We're not into killing babies. Whatever is going to happen to you when you meet your judgment day, it's going to be on you.
Yeah, but Lavelle, anything less than, though, I mean, this is the left's approach. Anything less than codified, federal abortion green light.
But they've had multiple opportunities to do it. This is my problem with politics, right? The Democrats had multiple opportunities when they had the presidency, they had Congress, and they had the Senate. There was nothing stopping them from codifying it at all. Nothing. Did they do it? No.
Yeah. One thing stopped them. Lack of courage.
Yeah. And this is the thing. I honestly don't even think it was a lack of courage. I think that they knew at some point it would become an issue that they can just ride the wave into just abolishing freaking Republicans on every level, because,
like I said before, I think it's a problem with the high abortion rates within the inner city. The Democratic Party is definitely known for supporting people like Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. There's more Planned Parenthoods in inner city than there are in other surrounding areas. If 40-50% of the abortion rate is done by African American women, and the whole premise of that Planned Parenthood is to get rid of the black race, Democrats, far left, Dixiecrats, it all adds up to me where it's just another, I don't know, subvert way to, monetize people.
Yeah, it's a tough conversation.
Black
for sure.
People.
Well, we'll be That's right back all. With Politically Correcting Radio Show here. Lavelle Lewis, myself, the Jose Pio. We've got Dr. Bob and Bobby D back there. Here at the WYSL station, 346-3000 is the number to call in. I'm sure we're not going to get any calls after that one, though. But when we come back, Maybe we'll discuss the NCAA women's game that I watched the first women's basketball game ever in my life. Maybe we'll discuss that. We'll see when we come back after this.
To live the quality of life we deserve in truth and freedom, informed by our Constitution, our laws, and traditions, we need to pick the best leaders possible. Recent experience certainly illustrates that. Free and accurate elections are essential if we're going to restore our society and safeguard our rights. New York Citizens Audit is a volunteer, nonpartisan group which has been lobbying for open source audits of the State Board of Elections and reform of the electoral process statewide. Did you know Citizens Audit has uncovered over 1 million felony violations of election law, that in 2020 there were 625,000 more voter registrations than existing voting age citizens in just six New York counties, that there were 338,000 more votes cast than voters who voted? These are just a few shocking examples of the urgent need for reform. You can help. Visit auditny.com and learn the facts, how to volunteer, and make a difference in your community. Again, volunteer, donate, or spread the word. Start at auditny.com. That's auditny.com.
The 2024 Batavia Downs Summer Concert Series has been announced. Come see bands like Smash Mouth, The Bacon Brothers, 38 Special, April Wine, and country music star Clay Walker. There will also be tribute acts paying homage to Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty, Heart, The Doors, Chicago, and Styx. It's going to be a great summer, all summer long at Batavia Downs. Get more information and tickets today at BataviaConcerts.com. That's BataviaConcerts.com.
If you're looking to market and grow your business, make new business connections, and give back to the community in a meaningful way, consider joining the Greece Regional Chamber of Commerce. We're the largest suburban chamber in Monroe County, and we offer networking, education, marketing, insurance, and advocacy. You do not need to live or work in Greece to join. Our members come from throughout the region. In short, we're better together, and together, we're moving business forward. Visit GreeceChamber.org or call 585-227-7272 to join today.
Politically correcting.
We are back from the break. Politically correcting boys here. The Valdez, myself, the Jose Pio. We got some women calling in. Some women listeners. We got first Lorraine. How you doing?
I'm very disturbed by what you were explaining, and I agree with you. Can I ask a question, which is also a way around this whole thing?
Absolutely.
The question is, there's nothing that would really be illegal about Congress starting all over and making a nationwide law about rape, incest, and, you know, life of the mother. I myself believe a woman needs a few weeks in the beginning also, but you can't add that on. Do you know what I'm saying? There wouldn't be anything wrong in starting with a law in Congress, and the Republicans have to get busy, because if we lose, more babies will die.
Yeah, we're certainly not at the point where we are replenishing our country with the amount of birth rate that we should. I believe right now we're at 1.6 replenishment here. We need to be at 2.1 just to keep up the population of America. So we are certainly dying off. Lorraine, I personally agree with you. I think there is a common sense approach to this, to where we can come to some sort of agreement between Republicans and Democrats and say, look, you know, at a certain point maybe, but that's also still a tough question, because then it could turn south after, you know, 4 or 5 months, and they're saying, well, at that point, do I not have the decision to make anymore?
We are very likely to lose if any more stuff like that happens, or maybe that's already enough to kill the Trump thing.
That's probably enough.
No, it won't.
Even if there's a chance of it, we can't lose.
Yeah, I don't think that argument is going to work this time, though. They've tried every single thing under the sun. The one thing that is a huge counter, which, like what I said before, when you talk about the numbers and the facts, there are a lot more, you know, black folks being affected by this option, right? And there's more people that are talking out about it. Like, it's affecting that community. So there needs to be more folks like myself that's not afraid to speak up and say, like, hey, you know, you guys are keeping this this system going too. Like, why are we killing more black babies? Or why don't we have the resources to have alternatives for abortion? Why don't Republicans talk about that? Well, you know what? how about we give you other alternatives? How about we increase funding for adoptions? How about we increase more funding for foster homes?
There is a Republican candidate for Congress that is pushing that forward. He is. Yeah. So he's very much. It's along the lines of, look, I may not like it, but you know, it is your rights here in New York to do this. So how about we fund it in a way so that you actually have a choice to make? Because right now it just seems like Democrats, my own party. Lorraine, thank you so much for calling and appreciate that. We'll get to our next one in a minute. But it, in my personal opinion, it feels as if, you know, the Democrats say they're pro-choice, but really they're just pro-abortion.
Yeah, pro-abortion.
And that's the sickening part that I have. Yeah. It's like, look, I'm pro-choice, but that also means that I don't want my dollars going towards, you know, killing babies. That's a terrible thing to do. I want you to have all the ability to raise that baby in the best way you possibly can. And to have that time alone with your baby at home and not have to go immediately back to work. Mm-hmm. That's where I show off my liberal side there. We do have Samantha on the line, too.
Hey, Samantha, what's up?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Good. How are you, Samantha?
I'm great. So a very complicated subject, right? I'm a woman. I'm on the right. I've been on the left. Republicans are always screaming about get the government out of my life.
Right.
But yet, okay, but yet, they're going to tell you what you can and cannot do with your body.
Right.
What I say is, I do know right from wrong. I'm pro-life. I do know right from wrong. But do I want you telling me what I can and cannot do? Mm-hmm. No.
Samantha, that's a great point. I feel as if that's the common sense approach that Republicans do need to take. And that's something that, you know, there are certainly a lot of Republicans who are running on that pro-life stance where this is the only option. You cannot do, you can't do this to your baby or to your body. I don't know. Samantha, you're absolutely right. It's a tough conversation, but there needs to be a conversation had because the Democrats are going to continue to use this and they're going to continue to push Planned Parenthood in the inner city and just decimate the Black and Latino population.
Samantha, quick question. Do you think the government or just Republican voters need to learn how to separate church from state? Because it seems like a lot of folks on the right, they're basing their decision off of their religious faith.
Sure. Absolutely. But I really like what you had to say, Lavelle, because I think that it's a very relevant point. And, you know, our messaging has always been poor. Mm-hmm. And we do need to spend more time talking to people about other choices, just like Jose was saying about Greg Sagwich that's running for Congress. We need to take a look at, there's a lot of people out there that would love to adopt a child. Why are we not spending more time talking about that, all those alternatives to just killing a child, an unborn child?
You're absolutely right, Samantha. Thank you so much for calling in. Yes, one of the main concerns that people have with the Republican Party is they only care about the baby when it's inside the womb. After that, they don't. And one of the concerns that many people have, myself included, is that other countries have it to where, you know, if you have a child, you can stay at home for 6 months. I think even one country has it for like a year where you can stay at home with that baby and raise that baby in the first year to be able to, you know, get acclimated to where that baby knows who their parents are and they're not so detached and being raised by whoever else while that person has to go right back to work. In my opinion, it's just we have such a mindset on getting people back to work that the fact that we have employers who are coming out and saying we will pay for your abortion, that should clearly tell you where employers are on this issue. Yeah. They don't want you pregnant. They don't want you having families. They want you churning out hours at their employment. That's just, again, that's a Democrat in me.
Well, there is a conscious effort by people within the World Economic Forum, folks who make a lot of money to think that they need to make decisions for us, where they believe that eugenics is definitely something that is necessary for our overall society. I think we're overpopulated world right now, and you're going to put more money into abortion and the propaganda for abortion because that fits your narrative. If you believe that we're overpopulated as a society, well, guess what? Planned Parenthood is going to get some more money. They're going to get that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation money. The vaccines that we already talked about this before, where there's been a lot of numbers of young people dying of heart attacks, right? So there's so many things that are targeting our youth right now. We as 40 and over individuals, we need to really start looking at our youth and say, okay, how are we protecting our children? They're dealing with sex trafficking. They're dealing with, you know, abortions.
Over-sexualization.
They're getting bombarded with propaganda on their own sexuality and choosing it, saying that they can choose it at the age of six. Like, that's just as bad as abortion. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to completely eradicate this person's ability to make babies. That's why we're here.
Well, we've lost all guardrails. Like we've not just taken, you know, God out of the schools and out of the public square. They've taken God out of the courthouses and out of public buildings. They've taken him out completely, right? Now there's no guardrails in place. Now there's nothing says, look,
no,
this is
probably,
and this is the thing about the New Testament, which is really for us. The Old Testament's for the Jews, New Testament's for us, right? And in the New Testament, it tells you what is good for you. It doesn't give you laws. There are no laws in the New Testament. What it tells you is it is better for you to do this than that. But you do have the option to do that, and God does give you the grace so that you will still be saved, so you are still a child of God, as long as you know that this is better for you and it's better to choose this path versus the other. It does not give you the laws, though. I think that's what a lot of these, you know, I hate to say far-right Christian people, but it just seems that they enforce the biblical view of the Jewish history onto us here in America.
There's a lot of them like that. There's a bunch of ignorant, one-sided Republicans that will voice their opinion, do something rational, probably will throw, you know, paint red paint on you and yell at you and be an agitator, thinking that they're helping the situation. You're not. You're looking like an idiot, looking foolish, you're looking ignorant, and, you know, agitating the idea of your beliefs on somebody else. You won't get more followers.
It wins no followers over to Christ. And if you come out and like I just said, you can do whatever you want. I'm just telling you what is better for you than this route. You do what you want with yourself, your body, your mind, your whatever it is. But there are better ways to handle this. And this will be a conversation we have down in Colorado. We're leaving tonight, baby.
Yes,
we're going to be down at University of Colorado with Matt Burgess. Check out our Politically Correcting Facebook page. We're going to go live Friday evening is our event that we're going to have on campus. So be sure to watch it so that in case they protest us and start throwing tomatoes at us, you can watch and laugh as that goes down.
Conference of World Affairs, where we talk about very, very controversial issues together.
And bridging divides while challenging narratives. That is your Politically Correcting radio show. Lavelle Lewis, myself, the Jose Pio. We'll be back on Monday.